we'll record now. Which means that they should live. So you're supposed to have two. You should have two. You would have had two. And then he says chayeyu, that they don't need to have two in one. That they'll have sufficient. V'amar Rabbi Yila bar Yevarechya shnei talmidei chachamim hamahalchim baderech. There are two talmidei chachamim that are walking together on the road. The ain b'neim divrei Torah, and they're not speaking divrei Torah. There is no Torah between them. Reuyim lisarav be'esh. The two of them are there. Should be want to be burnt by the fire. Shenamar, the pasuk says, this pasuk is talking about when Eliyahu is separating from Elisha, when Eliyahu goes up to Shemayim. Pasuk says in Melachim Beis, Perek Beis, Vayihi hema holchim haloch v'daber. They are going and walking and they are speaking. V'hinei rechav esh, and then a chariot of fire. When the pasuk continues, Vayefrida ben shneihem, and it separates between the two of them. So how does that mean? So Rashi says. He says, Taimod Ika Dibor, the reason why it only separated between them is because they were speaking Torah, because it says that Vahihim Ochim Haloch V'Daber, they're speaking. They're obviously speaking about Divrei Torah. Haleka Dibor, had there not been Dibor, then that fire would have consumed them. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Yila Bar Yevarechya, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hadarim B'Yerachas, two Talmidei Chachamim who live in the same city, V'ein Nochin Zeh L'Zeh B'Halacha, and they don't speak to each other in halacha, and they don't respect each other in tzak. They don't deal with each other when it comes to halacha. So echad mace, one of them is going to die. The echad gola, meaning one of them is going to kill the other b'shogeg. One's going to be dead, and one's going to end up going to golos. Right? The pasuk says, this is when the ir miklat shenemar. Lanus shama rotseach asher yirtzach esreelu bivli das, that they're going to run there. The killer who killed his friend bivli das. Now pashto says bivli das means it's b'shogeg. He didn't, but bivli das. So he says here ain das el Torah. The das is Torah. Shneimar nidmu ami mibli das. But in the pasuk continues v'tishkach Torah selokecha. So he says the das is Torah. He says that you're going to go there. Somebody who's bivli das. Bivli das means Rashi says. Al shalo hayulahem das lios milandim ze et ze vilamedim ze mize. That's going to end up being going to the ir miklat. Okay. Now, agav that we mentioned Rabbi Yila, the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of other memros regarding learning Torah mitocha tchak, learning Torah in difficult situations. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bredi Rabbi Chia, Kol Talmid Chacham haosek b'Torah mitocha tchak. Any Talmid Chacham who deals with or delves into Torah, even when he's poor, tzvilaso nishmas, his tzvila will be heard. Shneamars pasuk in Yeshaya, pasuk says ki am b'tzion yeshiv Yerushalayim, the nation of Zion will sit in Yerushalayim. Bachol lo tivche, they will not cry. Chanon yachnecha lekol zaakecha, as Hashem will respond to the voice of your cry. Kishamaso anach, when he hears them, anach, he will respond. So the pasuk means. Right, the pasuk says that they were sitting in Yerushalayim learning Torah, and v'ksiv basrei, and it says afterwards, and then the main way to do it is the second pasuk is now basically explaining the first pasuk. V'ksiv basrei v'nasan Hashem lachem lechem tsar u'mayim lachatz. Hashem is going to give them a small amount of bread, I guess a small amount of water. So therefore, if the pasukim are saying if you're sitting and learning, the people who have. The people who have very little and then are sitting and learning, Hashem's going to answer their prayers.
So they wouldn't be poor.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they didn't daven for wealth. I don't know.
But they're learning.
Right, so they don't get. So the tefillah will be answered that they'll sit b'shalva. It says that his tefillah. Right, Rashi says, Lechem Tsar. Ki ambition yeshiv, elu yoshev yeshivas Torah. The sefer the cross says the chanun yechan anchel lechol zakasecha and lechem tsar b'mi akasim v'daber b'mi shemazonosof kashim. Allah v'yaf b'kein yoshev b'rus Torah. The person who has difficulty with parnasa and he still sits and learns Torah, for him the tefillos are going to be answered. That apparently people didn't daven for wealth or osher. It wasn't important to them. Okay. It says Talmud Chacham. I don't know. All right, I can't. We're not going to finish. Rabbi Yaboah Omer. Rabbi Yaboah says not only that their tefillah is answered, rather, and even more so, Mashbino so miziv Ashchina. He gets Mashbino, so he gets satiated or he gets revealed the ziv Ashchina. Shneemar. The pasuk says, I guess right there. The pasuk continues, "Vayu einecha ro'osas morecha," and your eyes will see your teacher, and the teacher would be a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Yaakov Bar Chanina Amar, not only that, af ein hapargo nil ad b'fanav, the pargo, which is the mechitza that separates between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and, I don't know, between us or between further up in Shemayim. Pargo is in the mechitza; it's not closed before him. Shneamar, it says, "Lo yikanev od morecha." Your master, your teacher, will not be covered anymore. It won't be cloaked. So the person who learns Torah b'tochetchak gets a lot of schar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, continuing the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Miyom she'charav beis hamikdash. We said ein yom she'ein bo klala, that every day is cursed. And Amar Rava, b'chol yom v'yom meruba klaloso mishel chavero. Every day is more cursed than the prior day. Shneamar, as the pasuk says in the Tocha in Devarim, says baboker tomer miyitin erev. In the morning you can say, "Oh, I wish it was evening." Erev tomer miyitin boker. And the evening say, "I wish it was morning." So Gemara says, "Which boker are you talking about?" Hey, boker. So at night you're saying, "I wish it was morning." I wish it was morning. What? The Gemara says, "Ilei boker demachar." If you're saying, "I wish it was tomorrow morning," miyod mahave. Why do you wish it was tomorrow morning? Do you know tomorrow's gonna be any better than today? Why would you wish for that? Ella dechalif. We're talking about the morning that passed. It's so bad this evening. I wish it was this morning that passed already. Meaning it's worse now than it was earlier. Ella dechalif. So the Gemara says, okay, the Ella. If the klala gets worse and worse every single day, so how does the world being sustained? Ella alma amai kamikayim. On what is the world sustained? Right. Rashi says, may achar shaklala holechas tamid v'raba. How does the world sustain itself? So Akadusha de Sidra, because of the Kedusha that we say after Shemona Esrei, which I think is the Kedusha in Uvalot Zion, Vayeheshme Rabba de Agadita. And the Heshme Rabba they say after the Kaddish, in the Kaddish, after learning Agadita. Shneamar, we'll just read the Rashi in a second. Shneamar, Eretz, is a pasuk in Eov. Eretz Efasa Kimo Ofel, the land is dark, right? Salmaves Velosis Darim, full of darkness without order. Hayesh Darim, had there would be Sedarim, had there be Seder, be some orders, Sedar the Kiddush, right, I guess, Tofiyah may Ophel, the land would be saved from the darkness. So what is that Kiddusha, the Sidur? Look at this Rashi. Rashi says, Seder Kiddusha shelo taknua ela sheyu kol Yisrael oskim b'torah b'chol yom d'var muat. They made the Kiddusha in Uvalet Zion, so in order that everybody will at least be learning a little bit of Torah, because you learn it, and you have the Targum, so that's part of the learning Torah. Say the kedusha shelo teknu elisha you call Yisrael oskim b'torah b'chol yom davar muat sha'omer, because we say kriyaso v'targumo v'hein ka oskim b'torah. It's like you're dealing with learning with Torah v'kevan shenog b'chol Yisrael, and since that's the minhag, all Klal Yisrael does it b'talmidim b'amiharetz yesh kan shtayim. We have two things here. We have kedushas Hashem, we're making kedushas Hashem, and we also have the Talmud Torah, and therefore Chavavu. So therefore, it's very that Kedusha is very important. That's why the halacha is really you shouldn't leave before Kedusha the Sidur, or even take off your tefillin until after that. And take Musa for that. Okay. V'chein. Yeah. V'chein Yeheshmei Rab Mavarach She'onim Achar Hagada. The Yeheshmei Rab, they say after the Hagada, Shar Darshan Dorish Berabim. The Darshan will make a big drasha B'chol Shabbos, every Shabbos, Hayinog and Kach, they will be the Minog. V'sham Hayu Nikabsin Kol Ha'am L'Shmoa. All the entire, everybody, the whole community would come. L'fi She'eno She'yom Shemalacha. No one's working, so you have nothing else to do. Right? V'yesh Kan Torah V'Kiddush Hashem. And you have Torah, and you have Kiddush Hashem. So they put those two together. That's what sustains the world. And the Mishnah continued, Vilo Yarad Tal Lebracha, right? Tal never came, dude didn't come down for Bracha, Vinital Tamperos, and the taste, the pure taste of the fruits disappeared. Panya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Tahara Bitla Tam Vareach. When this idea of living life al Pitara, right? Those who lived the life with the higher status of Tara, once that disappeared, so then we lost the taste and the smell of the Peros. And the Meiser, when we stopped, I guess when the Meiser was stopped, Bitel Shuman Hadagon. So I guess the fat of the wheat There must have been something, some sort of specialness to the wheat that disappeared after the we no longer took off the Trumos and Maisos. Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. So now the Gemara continues. Rav Huna Ashkach Tumrata Tomarta Dichininusa. He found this date from Chininusa. And Rashi says it has a special smell. Right? Rashi says the last Rashi on the right column. Shmeina V'yishba Reach Tov Umin Tumarim Hula Atzman. I don't know what that means. It's its own special type of date. Okay? So Shakla, he took it. Karcha B'sudarei. And he wrapped it up in his cloak. Asa Rabba Berei. So Rabba, Rav Huna's son, came. Amarlei, and Rabba says to his father, Morichna Reach Dichininusa. I smell this special smell of this type of date. So Amarlei, so Rav Huna says to his son Rabba, Bini, my son, Tahara Yishbucha, you must have Tahara. That's why you can smell it. Because if you don't have Tahara, you can't make to have this sense of smell anymore. So Yahava Nihilei. So Rav Huna gave this special date to his son Rabba. Adahachi, at that moment then, Asa Abba Berei, the grandson, Rabba's son, Rav Huna's grandson came. And Shakla, so Rabba took this date that his father just gave, V'yahavi Nihilei, and gave to his son, he gave to the grandson. So Amr Lei, so Rav Huna then says to Rabba, Bini, my son, Samachta es libi, first you made me joyous, you made me happy, because I saw that you weren't, the concept of Tara wasn't buttle from you, that's why you were able to smell this. But then, he kesa es shinai, and then you punched me in the face, basically, because you took what I gave you and gave it to somebody else, even though it was his grandson. He gave it to somebody else. I wanted to give it to you, and you gave it to somebody else.
He wasn't happy or he was happy?
He was mixed emotions. He was happy in the beginning. He was happy that the son could smell. That the son is Tara, but he was upset that his son gave the date away. Even though it was his grandson. So Hainu, the Army Inish, and this is what the popular slogan is, popular saying is, Rachme de Abba B'nei, the Rachmanis of the father is on the son, but Rachme B'nei, but the B'nei doesn't reciprocate to the father, because his Rachamim is the B'nei Abba de Havulu, it's on his son. Father always loves the son more than the son loves the father. Basically, the way it is. Okay. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Itapel Beib Rav Yaakov Bar Barte. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov basically raised Rav Yaakov Bar Barte, his nephew, his daughter's son. He raised him. Ki Gadol, so when Rav Yaakov got older, Amar Lei, so Rav Acha asked him, Ashkayin Maya, bring me some water to drink. So this is bizarre. Amar Lo, Rav Yaakov says back to him, Lav Birachana, not your son, I don't have to do it. Okay. I guess that's showing that, you know.
He's a grandson.
Yeah, grandson.
Oh, he's a grandson? Yeah, he's a grandson. Bar Barte, his daughter, not his nephew, his grandson. His daughter, correct. His daughter's son, the grandson. Is that the grandson? I mean, first of all, I thought Kibbutz Avim applies to the grandchild. So I'm not sure. And then you have the such chutzpah. I'm not getting it. I mean, even if your friend asks you to get it, you should get it. To show that the grandchildren.
The next line.
Yeah.
No, he's just.
Behind Adam Rinchi, Rabbi, Bar Bartachana. Someone could say, I raised you, and nevertheless, I'm not your son. Meaning, okay, I don't know. All right, next Mishnah.
He was just doing he was expounding some halacha rather than actually, like.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
No, I know that.
Okay, so. I don't know, they can say, maybe they'll say because he was learning at the time, and since he doesn't have the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim, he's not going to be mavakel from his Torah.
Right.
That's maybe, it could be.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it could be that.
You see that quoted here by the Teferis Tzion and the Sefer Be'elef Lamate. No.
It's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a bizarre story. Okay, so the Mishnah continues to explain. The Mishnah continues to explain certain milos that were destroyed because of our sins. So, bepulmus shel Aspasianus, in the pulmus of Vespasian. So, what is pulmus shel Aspasianus? Rashi says it's chel. It's the soldiers. When the soldiers came from Vespasian, shehevi Aspasianus al Yerushalayim. What happened then? Bepulmus shel Aspasianus gazru al ataros chasonim va'al ha'irus. They made the gzera that you should no longer have the the groom's crowns and the irus, which the Gemara will explain. But Pulmo Shel Titus, when Titus came, then they gazru ala taros kalos. They also then took, they made the gzeir on the crowns of the kalos. And Shalol Yilamed Adam as Beno Yevanis. And that you should not teach your children Yevanis. I mean, it seems to mean Greek, but the Rambam explains that Greek means certain, there was a certain aristocratic language that was spoken amongst the aristocrats in Greek, which was sort of through hand motions and signals. That's how the Rambam explains. The Rambam also, in the Mishnah, says,
they were Roman.
But they spoke Greek.
They what?
They spoke Latin, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but that's why he's not Greek. He's saying it's a certain type of hand motions and language. That's what the Rambam says. And right, so Pulmos, Rashi says, was the army. The Rambam says that Pulmos doesn't necessarily mean the army, it means like the era, the time period. Not necessarily when the army actually came onto the land, but that the time period. And then it says, but Pulmos ha'achron, which is interesting because Titus was the Pulmos ha'achron. So what's Pulmos ha'achron? He was 52, right, Vespasian was there, and I think 52 years later came Titus. So the Pulmos ha'achron, which according to Rashi, would then be the last battle at the time of the Churban. According to Rambam, the Rambam says Pulmos Shel Aspanius is when Vespasian came. Titus is the era of Titus, and Pulmos Achron means now. I mean, in today's day and age, with the day-to-day being the Mishnah's day and age. That's how the Rambam explains it. The Pulmos Achron Gazru Shelo Teitzei Hakala Ba'apiryon. They made a gzera that the bride should not go out in this apiryon, which is some sort of canopy or tent that she's inside, betocha ir, they're in the city, that she would travel from her father's house to her husband's house, and that the Rabbi Seinu, and the Rabbi Seinu, which the Rambam says means it's Rabbeinu Kodesh, which is Rebbe, had tiru shetetze kalabar payon betocha ir, that he permitted it, even I guess the Gemara says because of tznius. Okay, it's interesting if you look at the Rashi says, but pomo shel Titus, so Rashi has the problem now because what we mentioned before is you have the Pulmos of Vespasian, Pulmos of Titus, and the Pulmos of Achron. So it's sort of. Yeah, but it's funny because Rashi says the opposite. Rashi says that the second one, which says Pulmos of Titus, it's going back to Aristobulus. It's going all the way back. He says but Pulmos of Titus was out of order. Shehivi Horkinus brought Aristobulus Achiv. So that's what he says, out of order. So there's a Tosos in Bava Kamma that doesn't like this Rashi at all, because now you're just out of order. You're completely out of order. But Rashi has to deal with the factors. What is the Mishnah saying? Aspasianus, Titus, and then Achron.
The decrees.
What?
You say the Lord Hadrian, it makes sense.
No, so the decrees here, we're not talking about the Hadrian and the decrees. We're talking about the decrees that the people themselves made.
Because of...
It doesn't say why, but Pulmos Achron Rashi doesn't say is Hadrian. Who does he call for Hadrian and decrees? That's not Rashi. Maybe it's the Rambam, but that's not Rashi. Pharisees are all okay.
Time frames make the most sense.
Okay, because you want to go in order. Rashi's not going in order. I'm just pointing out. I'm just pointing out that Rashi's not going in order. Rashi goes from Vespasian back to Aristobulus and Hercules, and then back down to Titus. Okay. Misha Meis Rebbe Meir, when Rebbe Meir died, Batlu Moshle Mishalim, those who can give great parables died. It's Gemara Sanhedrin, Rashi points out, Laseis Os Amatla V'tamla L'chachma, he was the great parable giver. Misha Meis Benazai, when Benazai died, Batlu HaShakdanim, the Shakdanim died. Who are the Shakdanim? Rashi says, Shoktim Aldatos Meis Emidrish Lail V'yom, those who learn 24/7, those people are gone. Benazai learned so much, he either didn't get married or got married.
But now you're going again out of order.
Well, it's a different, well, now we're going in order of... Then Benazai? Could be, okay. So, Batla Shakdanim, and it's for Benazai, some say he didn't get married, some say he got married and got divorced. He was the guy, you know, well, Torum and also. Misha Meis Ben Zoma, when Ben Zoma died, Batla HaDarshanim, those who were able to darshan the Psukim died. We know Ben Zoma had the famous Drasha, Achabot Ben Zoma, Rashi points it out, right? He was the Darshan. Mishemes Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva died, Batol Kavoda Torah. Kavoda Torah died because Rabbi Akiva, Rashi says, was able to Darshan every oath and every crown to show that nothing was extraneous in the Torah. Mishemes Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa, Batol Anshe Maisa. The Anshei Maisa are no longer with us. Those are the ones, of course, about Gemara and Tanya. Those are people completely certain in their Tfilas. Mishere Meis Rabbi Yossi Katonta Pasu Chasidim. The Chasidim are no longer with us. Venamalikar Shemo Katonta, which seems very small. Shehaya Katonta Shel Chasidim, which I think Rashi says he was the end, not the smallest, but he was the small, the last and the least of these Chasidim. That was the end. Mishemes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai died. Batel Ziv HaChachma. The Ziv HaChachma is gone. Rashi says Ziv HaChachma Zeh Lo Yadanamai. I don't know what that is. So Mishemes Rabbi Gamliel Azakein. Rabbi Gamliel Azakein dies. Batel Kavod Torah, which already was Batel for Rabbi Kiva, but there's a different Kavod Torah. This Rashi points out Kavod Torah is Sha'at Shemes Hu Hayabrios Ba'olam. There was health in the world. V'lo Hayilumeidim Torah Elam Uma. They used to learn Torah standing up. Mishemis, who, when he died, Yorad Cholil Olam, some sort of weakness descended on the world. V'hutzichalum Torah Yusuf, and we learn sitting. We don't learn standing anymore. The Mesa Tahara, and also when Rabbi Gamliel died, also the Tahara went with him. Uprishus, and the concept of the Precious. And Mishemis, Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi, but let Zivakuhuna. The Zivakuhuna died. This went away. I guess he used to provide a lot of respect to the priesthood. And Mishemes Rebbe, when Rebbe died, Batel Anava Yerushchet. Anava and Yerushchet dissipated as well. So, whatever we have, we have. So whatever we have in the Gemara, we have. So they point out that when Rebbe, it says Mishemes Rebbe, if Rebbe was the one who was Messiah of the Mishnayos, how do you have that here? So give an addendum, someone put something in afterwards. Okay. Now, we have here the Gemara, and it says Tana Rabbanan, but there are many Gersas that say this is a continuation of the Mishnah. Okay? So, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoy Omer, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoy continues, Mishecharev Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Boshu Chaveim B'nei Chorim. The Talmidei Chachamim and the B'nei Chorim, those who were Meyuchas, they became embarrassed. The Chafu Rosham, and they had to, you know, bow their head, because they, the lesser people took over.
Is this the first
Beis HaMikdash or second? Mr. Pinchas ben Yoy, I'm going to assume it's the second Beis HaMikdash because he lived at the time and he probably didn't know what happened at the first Beis HaMikdash. It's just historically. V'nidaldlu anshei maisa, and you couldn't find that people who had good deeds. V'gavru balei zroa uvalei lashon, and the strong-armed people, and balei lashon I think means that people who I'm not exactly sure what it means. What does Rashi say? Yeah. The Rashi doesn't say. Okay, who does he quote? Teres Yisrael? Yochin?
He quotes
Okay, I think he quotes Teres Yisrael, probably. The Gavra Bali Yisrael Bali Lashon, the Ein Doresh, and there's nobody who is there to speak on behalf of Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, the Ein Mevakesh, and there's nobody around to ask for Rachamim from B'nai Yisrael, I think to the authorities. The Ein Shoel, no one to ask on them. Al Milan Al Yisha Ein, who are we now? Do we have to rely upon Al Avinu Shebashemayim? I don't know what the Chiddush is supposed to be relying on Avinu Shebashemayim all the time, so I'm not sure what the Chiddush is. Rabbi Lazar Gadol Omer, Rabbi Lazar Gadol says, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Sharu Chakimyayo Limehavya Kisafraya. The those Talmid Chachamim ended up being those like the people who they went down level to the ones who were like Malamdi Tinokos. The Safraya, and those who taught the children, Kichazyanya, they became like the public servants. The Chazyan and the public servants, Kva Amad Aretz, came like Amad Aretz. The Amad Ara, Azla Vadildula. They just went on lower and lower, and they become, Rashi says, Hochim Vidalim Vmisnavlim. The Ein Shoel, there's no one to request. Ve'im Evakesh, there's no one to plead. Al-Mil Yisha'ein, who are we supposed to rely upon? Al-Avinu Shevashamayim. Okay. Be'ikvos Mashicha, at the time, at the end of the Gullus, when close to the times of the coming of Mashiach, Chutzpah Yiska, the Chutzpah Yizgei, Chutzpah is going to increase. Ve'yokar Ya'amir, and the prices are going to go up. Which means, not only that price can go up, is that they're going to go up in a weird way, meaning Hagefen Titin Piria, there's going to be plenty of supply of the Gefen. Nevertheless, V'hayayim B'yoker, and wine's still going to be expensive, because Rashi says Shakol Oskei B'Mishtos. There's going to be plenty of supply, but the demand is going to go up tremendously. Also, because people are going to be drinking. I don't know. Hagefen Titin Piria, and nevertheless, Hayayim B'yoker, V'hamalchus the kingdom or the rulers tapach liminus, they'll end up going after apikorsus. I'm not sure what that means. Well, you could say whatever you want, but I highly doubt that that's what it means. All right, tapach liminus ve'ein tochachas. You're not going to be able to give tochacha to anybody because you know you're not going to be able to. And base havad, right? Was Rashi say ein tochacha ein lecha adam sheyuchol lochiach. So kulam nechshalim b'chatos. Because shemochim omer lo atakamoni. You can't give. Who are you to tell me? You tell me I can't do this. You do that. So you're not going to have anyone who can give tochacha. And it says base vad yelis nus. The base vad Rashi says the word the Talmid Chacham used to learn. Shachachamim yule base nus. Shakol chachamim. There can be no more chachamim. The ein lo me Torah. The yicharav me ayin. Ishu bali zimam is goldim sham. And that's the place. That's where they're going to assemble. That's where the nus is going to assemble. Base vad yelis nus. The Galilee would be destroyed. Vehagavlon, which I think is some sort of was the name of a place. Yishom, which is become desolate. Vaanshekvul, and those people who live on the borders. Yisovavu meir to ear. They're going to go from one city to another city. Velo yichoninu, and no one's going to take them in. No one's going to. They're not going to find rest. Vechachmos sofrim tisrach. The wisdom of the sofrim is going to be lost. Veyirei chet yimasu. People are going to hate. Those who avoid sin, you always you see that, you know, this guy's so holy. Right? Yimasu, v'ha'emes tiyen ederes, the truth will be deserted. Na'arim p'nei zekenu yalbinu, the young lads will embarrass the elders. Zekenim yamdu m'pnei katanim, the old elders will stand in front of everything we upside down. The elders will stand before the youngs. Ben menaval av, the son is going to embarrass his father. Bas kam b'ima, the daughter is going to embarrass her mother. Kala b'chamosa, the daughter-in-law to her mother-in-law. Ove ish anshe beso, person's own household will become his enemies. Pnei hador ki pnei akelev, and the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. Habein enom et bayesh me'aveh, the son will not be embarrassed from his father. Amal yesh lan lehisha'ein, what are we supposed to rely upon? Alavinu shemashamayim. I think maybe over here is that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash was the place, that was the medium to deal to come close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, you can't come close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So how do you come close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu without the Beis HaMikdash? Is Amil HaShein, you're supposed to daven. Seems to be like a replacement. As to why you have all these things happening, I don't know. So now, over here it says Gemara. So some say, those who said that before was not the Gemara, this is the Gemara. Those who said before was the Gemara, this is not happy. It's in brackets here. Okay. So, Amar Rav. Rav says, Lo Shanu, right, this was talking about that they said that at the Pulmus of Aspasianus, they made the Gzera that you can't have the crown of the Chassanim, the Ataros Chassanim. Amar Rav, Lo Shanu, El Shel Melech V'Gafris. It's the crown, I think it's made of salt and pitch. Right. Okay. Rashi says pitch, but he says sulfur. I don't know. Was that smell?
Yeah.
Right. Wow. And they would. Aval shall hadash v'shal vered, but the one made of myrtle and of roses is mutter. Shmuel Amar af shall hadash v'shal vered aser. Even the one of myrtle and roses or aser shall kanyin v'shal chelas, but the one made of reeds. I'm not sure. Chelas is also a type of reeds. Rashi says lishka kimin guma hagadol b'mayim, some sort of other reed. Right, that's mutar. The Levi Amar Levi says even that's aser. Shall kanim v'shal chelas aser v'chein tani Levi. We learn a brayse masnisi. Levi Torah Mishnah af shall kanim v'shal chelas aser. Right, all types of ataras chasadim become aser. And then the Mishnah said by the pulmos of Aspasianus they also made a gzera that on the irus al ha'irus. So what's the irus? My irus. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says.
Levi
Amar. I didn't skip it. My irus. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Tavla de Chad Puma. It's some sort of bell with one ring. One. Right? Rashi says, Tavla de Chad Puma, Zug shel inevel echad, shemishkashkashim bo lushir beis hamishlo. Some sort of bell that they would tie on you in order when you walk. I guess it would make the noise. Right? Rabba Barav Huna, Avad le libre tanbura. So Rabba Barav Huna made for a son a tanbura, which I think sounds like some sort of tambourine. Rashi says, tanbura. Kach Korin also Beloshim Laz Tanbor, Vehu Asa Defonosav Agulos Ginafa, Vekosherin Defonosav Chutin Shel Barzel. You tie it, v'shortkim al pi or, and then you take this piece and you put the or over it. Ugishulach, right? And v'kishamakin also b'makel daku mosi kol salul. It's some sort of drum, but the tambourine has those bells on the side. So I don't know. Whatever. It's some sort of handheld percussion that they would bang. So Amra lay. So Rav Huna said to his son. Oh, sorry. Asa avu avitavre. So Rav Huna's came and broke the tanbor. So Rav Bar Rav Huna made a tanbor for his son. The grandfather, the father, of the builder, broke it. Amar le michlaf b'tavla d'chad puma. Its sound is similar to this tavla d'chad puma, and therefore you can't have it, and therefore he broke it. So he says zil avid le apuma d'chatzbo apuma d'kziva. You know, stretch out this leather piece on top of a pitcher or on top of some sort of jug. Sounds like some sort of bongo drum. You know, they put the leather on top of some sort of pitcher and you can bang on it. That might be different than the tambourine. Okay. Bipumul shel Titus. There are times of Titus. Gazra al taros kalos. Maya taros kalos. What is the crown of the crown of the brides? Amar Rabba bar Barchana. Amar Biyochanan. Ir shel Zahav. This is the famous Ir shel Zahav, which was. Did Rashi say it here, or he says it elsewhere? Ir shel Zahav, Rashi says, on the right side, Atarah shel Zahav, it's like a golden crown, the Ir shel Zahav Mitzuyeres Alein. They used to have these, they used to color or draw, of, you know, an image of Yerushalayim on it. And right, the Mishnah on Shabbos says you're not allowed to go out with that on, Shabbos. Right, Ir shel Zahav. Tayin Amihachi, the Brisa says it as well, Ezehu Ataros Kalos, what is the Ataros Kalos that they're not allowed to make now? That's the Ir shel Zahav. But aval osa osa kipa shel melas. They'll have to make with some sort of crown made out of white wool, right? Rashi says kimo kova shel tzemer lavan shekorim pilithra. Okay.
Is that just at that time or going forward?
I don't know. It seems to be that they're going forward. That's that unless.
Have every single instrument known to mankind at weddings.
Well, we just had the Gemara the other day. We're not allowed to even have music. So that whole, when it comes to the music stuff. I mean, I think we threw out, today's day and age, for sure, we just threw out the entire concept that the Gemara brings down. Gemara here, Gemara getting, you know, and then with Moshe Feinstein, I think was the only one as a tshuva about really, you know, going,
not
to, yeah, not having music, but we kind of threw that out the window.
No one.
No, I think Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it, but Khan. Everyone holds, Rav Moshe is the big makeup. Well, you know, he's the big maker when we hold by his coolers. Right. When it comes to a scrummer, so we don't hold by them, he's still the big maker.
Because it doesn't work.
Right, it's all okay. Moshe said a lot of other things that weren't so makeup, like the Shabbos clocks, music, all these things. Okay. Right now. Okay, Tana. We learned in a Brisa. Af al chupas chasanim gazru. Not only do they make a gzera on the crowns of the kalos, but also the chupas chasanim gazru. So my chupas chasanim, what is chupas chasanim? So that's zehoris hamuz havos. It's some sort of, I think it's some sort of crimson talus. Right, crimson is a better word. Rashi says, talis tzivua shani, some talus that is woven with crimson, ubo kivuyim tase zahav, they used to embroider some sort of gold, achim amidin osa kimin kipa. And then it's like some sort of cap or cape. Okay, so Tainam Yehachi, Elu Hein Chupas Chasanim, what is a Chupas Chasanim? It's Zohoris Hamuz Havos, Aval Osa Papiris. You can make the Papiris, V'tola Ba Kol Masu Yurtze. What's Papiris? Rashi says, Kimin Kippa Shem Ma'agalei Eitz. Kippa, I think, is like a crown or a hat made out of wood. Kamosha Anu Osim, like we make now. V'tola Ba Tznifin Veride Zohav, Kamosha Anu Osim. The way he did it also,
he says rabbits.
What does that mean? It's made of wood. And you can hang all these other golden items on him. Okay, and I guess they used to do it. Rashi says Kamosha Anu Osim. I guess they used to do it in times of Rashi. They used to still have that. Now we have black tie, but then they had different things.
Yeah, what was elaborate different
types? Right. I guess whatever was at the time was considered elaborate and to beautify the Chasan Kala. That's what they did. And we have our things. They had their things. V'shelo l'lamed esbino Yevonis. Right? They said the pulmos of Titus, they made the gzeira that you're not supposed to learn Yevonis. So Tana Rabbana, and we learn a Brisa, a famous story, Kishsaru Malchus Beis Chashmonai, and this may be why Rashi goes back to say that pulmos of Titus talks about Aristobulus and Hercules, because the story is about that time. Tana Rabbana. Correct. So ten, last day of Hanukkah. Oh, so we'll be in a moment. When the Malchei Beis Chashmonaim, right, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, Kishitzaru Zel Zeh, they were fighting. There was a civil war going on. So Hay Hyrcanus Mechutz, Hyrcanus was outside of Yerushalayim, but Aristobulus Mifnim, and Aristobulus was inside, right, and there was a siege around Yerushalayim, right, because Hyrcanus brought the Roman soldiers. So that was the beginning of the end, basically. So b'chol yom v'yom, how you mishalshlim dinarim b'kupa, the people on the inside used to drop down money or coins in the basket down the wall. Vayumalin lahem t'midim, and the outside, the people from Hyrcanus, they were in battle, they wanted control, they still wanted the korban tamid to be brought. So they used to put, they used to pay for the shepshlo, and they would send up the
same shtick was used when the basement was destroyed until.
Yeah, but the people out. Yeah, but here talking about the people who are in combat are still figuring out a way to get the money out and to get the animal in. There was this one elderly gentleman who understood Chachmas Yevonis. Laaz lahem. He made some sort of hinting to the Anshei Hyrcanus b'Chachmas Yevonis. V'amar lahem, and says to them, "Calls man she'oskim avoda. So long as the inside they're doing the avoda, einim sarim b'yedchem. You're never going to be able to capture them. So lamachar shushim lahem dinar mikupa. So the next day they put down the money. V'helu lahem. The people on the outside, instead of putting up a kosher animal for the korban, they put a pig. Helu lahem chazir. They put a pig. You're not mock of that. You're not eat that. The cave on Shegil Lachatzi Choma, when it got halfway up the wall, Nadzi Parnov, it dug its finger, its nails into the walls of Yerushalayim. Vinizdazda Eretz Yisrael Arimos Parsam, and Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parsos, I guess, because of the Chilul Hashem.
They didn't see whether a pig, then pulled it up, it was a pig.
Not till they got to the top. Right? So I mean, I wasn't there, so I can't answer that question. I don't know. Vinizdazda Eretz Yisrael Arimos Parsa. Also Shah Amru. That time they said, "Arur Adam Shigadel Chazirim." We're going to curse the one who raises swine. "Arur Adam Shiyalame Lebeno Chachmas Yevanis," and curses the one who teaches his son Chachmas Yevanis. I guess because of the Chachmas Yevanis, this caused this thing to happen. "Val Oso Shana Shaninu," and that year it was taught, "Maise Uba Omer Migagels Tzrifin." They brought the Omer from a distant place of Gagel Strifin, and the wheat for the Shtei Alechem came from so far as Ein Socher, because the mitzvah was to bring all the stuff from things that were close to Yerushalayim. But the problem was that there was a battle going on. Everything was destroyed around Yerushalayim. So that year they had to bring everything from a distance. That's just the Masorah that they had. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask, the Mishnah said that it's usher to learn Yevanis. So the Gemara says, Eini, is that true? But Ha'amar Rebbe, didn't Rebbe say, which is later on, right? But Eretz Yisrael, right? But Eretz Yisrael, Lashon Sursi Lama. Why do they speak this Lashon Sursi, which seems to be some sort of dialect between Hebrew and Aramaic? So, E Lashon Kodesh, E Lashon Yevanis. You should either speak Lashon Kodesh or speak Yevanis. Why are you speaking this other, this other language? Meaning, he says you can speak Yevanis. So, Ha'amar of Yosef, Bivavel Lashon Arami Lama. Why were we speaking Aramaic in Bavel? O Lashon HaKodesh, we either speak Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon Parsi, speak Persian. So Lashon Yevanis Lechud, the Chachmas Yevanis Lechud. So you have to make a distinction between the Lashon, which is the language, and the Chachma. And the Mishnah said that the Chachma Yevanis is Asa, whatever that is, not the Lashon. Seems to be here, though, that they don't want you speaking another language. Either you speak Hebrew, or you speak the vernacular of the country that you're in. I don't know what that means. So I was just hinting at it, but if you want to say it straight out, then that seems to be something going on over there. Yeah. Okay. Right. So the Chachas Yevanis, again, the Rama says Chachas Yevanis is not a language, clearly. It's some aristocratic code that they used to use. So the Chachmas Yevanis Miyasiri, who says it's Aser? We can bring a proof now that they used it. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, my dichsiv. What does it mean? The pasuk in Echa, which says "Eini olilol l'nafshi mikol binos iri." What does that mean? It means elef yuladim hayu beis abba. There were 1,000 students learning in my father's house, which is the house of Rabbi Gamliel. Chamesh meos lamdu Torah. 500 he taught Torah. The chamesh meos lamdu chachmas yivanis. The other ones went into they went to work for the government. They went to become the bureaucrats. So they became, they learned chachmas yivanis. There were 1,000 of them. But velonish dayer man el anikan ubein achi abba ba'asya. It's only me and my nephew, ben achi abba ba'asya. He lives in Asya. Everyone else was killed. But you see, they were learning chachmas yivanis. So how can you say it was usher? Right? They're learning chachmas yivanis. So shani.
No one survived.
What? Oh, except for what, two. But they were allowed to do it. They were killed by the Romans.
I
think they were killed by the Romans. They were killed by the Romans. So he says, shani shall base Rabbi Gamliel, the house of Rabbi Gamliel is different, the krovel machlasu, because they were involved in the government. They had to speak to the government, so they were different, they had to learn that. The Tanya, because we have a brice that says, misaper komi, the komi hairstyle, which is sort of that you cut the hairs in front, and you had, I think it was like some sort of ponytail that you had in the back. I'm not sure, misaper komi, what does Rashi say? Misaper komi sa'arol telefanav, umeniach blorius meacharav. There, some sort of ponytail in the back. Right, harezim idarchi amori. That's the Amorite trait. You can't do that. Nevertheless, Avtolus ben Ruvain he tiru l'saper komi. This Avtolus ben Ruvain was allowed to have this hairstyle. Why? Shekarv l'machos, because he was karv l'machos. And shalbeis Rabbi Gamliel he tiru l'han chachmas yivanis mifnei shekrov l'machos. It was a special dispensation for those who had a deal with the government to have it to be to learn the chachmas yivanis. Okay. The last pulmos, whichever that was, whether that's the Asiatic decrees, according to Rashi, it's Titus, but they made this decree that you can't go out in this apirion. But Rabbi Seinu permitted it, my taima mishum sniusa, because it's snius. I guess if she's in the canopy, no one sees her. So that's the snius. Okay. Mishemes Rabbi Yochanan batla chachma. When Rabbi Yochanan died, chachma, as the Mishnah says, chachma dissipated. So now Tana Rabbanan, Mishemes Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer dies, Nigna Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah, it's as if the Sefer Torah was buried. Rashi says, Shahaya Baal Halachos Mipishmua Harbe Visiduris Mipir. Right, Rabbi Eliezer was the one who learned everything from the generations. He was very much into the Mesorah. So when he died, we lost a lot of this Mesorah. Right? It was as if it was written. All this Torah Shabbat Peh was so clear to him as if it was written out. So when he dies, we lose that. Mishemes Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua died. Butla Eitzah Umachshava. Eitzah Umachshava. Rashi says Sahayo Zahir Bidrashos Ubaki Behilchos Ubachuvas Hapikarsim. He always knew how to answer the Hapikarsim. So when he died, we lost that talent. Mishemes Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva died. Bitlu Zeroe HaTorah, because the strong arms of the Torah died. Rashi says, Omnik Svara, going to the depths. Velismoch Tamei Torah Shabbat Pe'al, Midrash HaMikros. He was able to find in the written Torah the Svaras that we had about Pe'al. He was able to delve into that. Similar to like that's the whole style of Meshach Chachma also, to try to find in the written Torah the drashos of Chazal. Venestaimu Ma'ayinos HaChachma. And the wellsprings of wisdom closed up. Mishemes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when Elazar ben Azariah died, so Batul Ataros HaChachma, the crowns or the glory of Chachma also went away. Shekas Sheh Ataros HaChachamim Ashram, the crowns of the Chachamim is their wealth. I'm not sure what that means here.
The wealth of the marchman is their coronet.
Right, that's the coronation.
The wealth is their crown.
Okay, so why does it say, what does it do with Batul Ataros HaChachma? I guess he's just showing that the Ataras, the crown of Chachma. I don't know what the Ashram comes from. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very wealthy. Right, that's Gemara and Shabbos. He was very wealthy.
He gave 2,000 for...
Right. He would give 12,000. 12,000. It's a Gemara and Shabbos that talks about he used to give 12,000 $12,000. Right? Every year. Gemara and Shabbos says that. Okay. So...
This is my Shabbos.
Those who were with meritorious actions died. Mishemes Abba Yosei ben Katonta batlu chasidim. We saw this in the Mishnah also. The chasidim died. V'lam nekar shmo Abba Yosei ben Katonta. Why? Shehaya miketanei chasidim. Because he was either the least or the last of the chasidim. Mishemes ben Azai. When ben Azai died, batlu hashakdanim. Like we said before, those who learned in the base measures Yom V'Laila, they died. They went away. Mishemes ben Zoma batlu hadarshanim. The people were able to darshan, they died. Mishemes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel died, Allah Govai, some sort of pestilence or locust came, the Rabu Atzaros, and now we have the Tzaros. Mishamis Rebbe, when Rebbe died, Huchbul Tzoros, those Tzoros doubled. Mishnah says, Mishamis Rebbe, Batla Anav of Yerushchait, and this is probably the most difficult line of the entire Amud. So when Rebbe dies, Anava and Yerushchait goes away. Amale Rav Yosef Latan, Rav Yosef said to the person who was learning the Mishnah, Lo Titni Anava, don't say when Rebbe died, Anava went away, because the Ika Anav, because I'm still here. I'm also an Anav. And Amale Rav Nachum Latana, and we'll just we'll say it in a second. Amalei Rav Nachman Latan, Rav Nachman says to the Tan also, don't say the Yerushchait went away with Rebbe's death because the Ikar not, because I'm here as well. And Rav Razor says that Anna is the name of a person sometimes, but
that's only one person
on
the whole generation.
So, but it's not gone. It's still there. So the Netziv in Bemidbar says when something's bottled, it means it's gone. But if there's somebody still here who has it, it's not gone. Right? So the Netziv says in Perek Yud Beis of Bamidbar is that an Anav is not somebody who is not aware of his self-worth. An Anav knows what he's worth. He just doesn't want cover for it. He understands where it comes from. He understands what it is. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Adam. He wrote he's Anav Mikol Adam. He knew he was an Anav. What does that mean? He knows it's God's gift. Not that you're God's gift. You know that you have is God's gift. But then just to finish up, some Girsas have now a continuation from Pinchas Ben Yair, which is the setup for the Mesil Shasharim. Pinchas Ben Yair Omer, Zihirus may be the Zerizus, Zerizus may be the Nikiyus, it's in the bottom on the Gemara's, Nikiyus may be the Zatahara, Tahara may be the Precious, Precious may be the Kedusha, Kedusha may be the Anava, Anava may be the Yerushchait, Yerushchait may be the Chasidus, Chasidus may be the Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach HaKodesh may be the Tchias HaMesim, Tchias HaMesim, Ba'i the Elioz, Ochel HaTovim, Her B'Yemenu, Yavov, Yigalenu, Ken, Yiratzon, Amen, Hajan Allah, Egla Rufa, Uslik Allah, Masech HaSotin, Mazel Tov, the same will pick up tomorrow, start Masech HaSkitin.